Hello and welcome to the Billowing Hilltop podcast. Hello readers, hope you're enjoying the stupid things. As always, I implore you to rate and review. We love to hear from you through social media. And as always, we'd like to hear from you via email. Increasingly, we're getting emails from people who've only just recently discovered the show and tell us that they're on episode 50 or 60 or something, who aren't going to therefore hear me say this for ages unless they... Anyway, so none of this makes sense. Anyway, email us. That's my point. Otherwise, I've got no news or information. So let us push on with episode 193. Of the Billowing Hilltop podcast, Tower of Power.
Let's go. He's Lucas
on a jet plane.
He's leaving on a Lucas.
Is he here?
Lucas joining us?
Once again, he's not here.
And tonight's beer.
Lucas.
They sing the Lucas song.
Tonight's beer, Mike, is Gallows Pale Ale by The Park Brewery, Kingston-upon-Thames. Very nice. Tastes like a very nice beer.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Lucas
on a jet plane.
Everybody knows. Anyway, tonight's beer for me, Paul, is by Cloudwater.
No, Cloudwater, your favourite.
I've kind of strayed away from the Cloudwater thing, but my taste in beer gets weaker and weaker and weaker. I'm going to do a very good Monday night beer called Happy, which is what we have this evening, which is not super low alcohol, but, you know, low alcohol.
There's a question here. Are you? Because it has...
No.
You're not.
I am
Because it's a direct impact.
No. I'm not happy. Do you know why I'm not happy? Because this adventure grinds my gizmos.
Does it really?
Yes, it's just annoying. And I found another annoying thing today, which has therefore just caused me a shit ton of work. Basically,
so we're not going to finish this thing then, are we, in the end?
No, we're going to... No, we are so going to fucking finish this thing, Lucas.
But I don't want to play anymore.
This wonderful Age of Worms adventure was written for third edition. Yeah, 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
In 3.5, giants are large. So they are a two-by-two base creature.
Yeah.
But in 5th edition, they are huge, which makes them a three... base creature.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Well, the maps and the entire thing is designed for
2x2.
Smaller creatures. So either I have to shrink all the giants.
Yeah, shrink the giants.
No, I have expanded the map by 1.5.
Well, that's fascinating.
Do you see what I mean? It's not fascinating. Nah. That is why I'm annoyed. Okay. Yet again, I'm annoyed with this adventure.
Anyway, you were talking about weak beer, just to go back a bit.
Yes.
So I tried this beer called Mann's Beer, M-A-N-N. Have you tried that?
No.
That's 2.8.
Ooh.
It's very nice.
That's weak.
Oh, good.
So it was brewed in independent brewery in Whitechapel, and I think then it was brewed by Marston's. But Morrison's sell it. Good.
Ah, there's not a Morrison's near me. The flavour and everything in these lower ABV beers is just, you don't lose anything nowadays. They really know what they're doing. Anyway,
yeah, it's a dark beer. It's really good.
Month to the D&D weekend.
Yeah, yes. Let's get some for the D&D weekend.
We could. Yeah, grab a case.
I haven't got Morrison's near me either.
Right. Okay, well, that's going to be a bit difficult then. Sorry, we've just been chatting away about rubbish. Good evening. I'm here with the usual crowd, Peters, the standard peoples. Mr. Lion, his sidekick, Arachno Boy, easing himself into his specially adapted high chair. We have Johnny.
Good
we
evening.
Have a fully functioning.
We've got a spider fact.
Paul,
Yellow.
And can't do any more.
No, I don't.
Any spider facts?
I didn't prepare.
Hot Viking jokes. I've run out of.
You can't run out of hot jokes.
You've had a week.
Well,
it's outrageous.
What have you been doing?
Brian's offended.
He's the Sven who's a 10 out of 10. Very laugh, hot person. Hot Viking Graham. There you go. Now I've run out. Where we left things, we were about to roll for your teleport because we let's have a look at the spell, shall we, and see
let's
what you
not
could
look
win.
At the spell. It just works, Mike.
This is all Dan's fault, isn't it?
What?
This is Dan's fault.
Yeah, it is Dan's fault.
Yes. Well, he rolled.
We need to blame someone.
I'll leave Paul behind. It's fine. I'll just leave Paul.
Do you know what? It might be preferable. Let's find out what happens.
We can decide.
Where we left things.
Decide afterwards.
Dan, what did you roll? Like a 3 or something? Or a 2? Yeah. Anyway, you rolled mishap. You took 6 points of force damage, and now I roll. Let's play mishap. condition tonight is Dan, a retired financial controller from Fingering Ho. Interests include 10-pin bowling, spending time with a horse, and a spell. Yes, so look at the spell.
Yeah, it does damage.
Let's see what you could win. We're rolling on viewed once.
Well, no, we weren't. We were rolling on seen casually.
Were we? Are you sure?
Well, I can kind of see it from where I am.
You can't see the roof of the tower.
But they have seen surrounded the roof by of the top of the
like
tower.
Like a 12-foot parapet.
Like half an hour ago, once. If that, you know, like 10 minutes ago. And now I can pretty much see it.
Once.
That's shocking.
Let's be nice. Let's do seen casually. Yeah, we'll just see what happens.
I don't think that's nice. 1 to 33. Appropriate.
All right. 1 to 33 is mishap, which means you take more damage. I don't think mishap is that bad. What you don't want, looking at the options, is similar area.
Yeah. Particularly since we're aiming at the top of a tower.
Off-target could be awful because your destination point is perched above a mile-deep drop into a chasm.
Yeah, exactly.
Death. Yeah.
That could be bad.
So not good, but some of you can fly.
Mm-hmm. Off-target
similar area, though.
Off-target is probably worse.
I reckon similar area is worse. You and your group or the target object wind up in a different area that's visually, I love this, visually or thematically similar to the target area. So basically anywhere.
A tower back in by the lizard folk, that little one.
Yes, the keep. The great keep.
Just miles and miles away. Completely, you know.
I mean, it could be, I don't know what we would do. We would probably have to pause things and I would go off and find something. Anyway.
But you see, I think off target, well, off target is worse. It only needs to be like 20 feet and then we're over the endless abyss.
But you can fly.
Yeah.
Sessions can fly.
Always.
It'd be a question of Scaly. It would be Scaly Parker would.
Yeah, Scaly would. It's a very long way down.
I can do fly now.
Okay, well, so Scaly would be the
one
who
would start rolling up another character.
Right. I think you're going to be fine. Right, I'm going to roll. Here we go.
Taking him anyway.
Rolling a D100.
Surely I must get a bonus because I'm casting it spell level higher than I'm using a slot.
Does it say so in the spell?
No. I'm grasping like...
I get
95.
95.
Yeah, the blue dice of power. There you go.
Dice of power rescues the party.
So he just bounced off the parapet onto the roof.
Yeah, onto the roof.
In full view of the dragon who whips its head round.
Well, we'll get into that.
No, we end up exactly as desired. We just take 6 points of damage in the process.
Process. It really wasn't so bad.
It really wasn't so bad.
You're at the top of the tallest tower.
Has my invisibility worn off as well?
Yeah.
Yes. You dropped the invisibility last week just before
I did.
Because it's people you can see.
That's
so, Buggy, you are visible.
Right.
You hear a screech.
Eek!
Can we see Buggy?
No. Let us move you onto a new map.
Oh, should I not listen to this? Because I don't know what everybody's doing.
But let's not worry about it.
You'll fall
asleep. You have arrived at the top of the tower. There is a 12-foot rampart around it. Battlement, whatever. Let's just say that from 9 feet... Again, this is another thing that's about this adventure. I don't go on about it. But the rampart is initially described as a 7-foot rampart. But the giants that man the fortress are 15-foot tall. So it would be like having battlements on a castle that came up to your knee.
More than your waist.
Or
but waist.
Whatever. But nevertheless... And then it's got siege engines mounted on it, like giant ballista and stuff. And you're like, well, that's just all wrong. Anyway, it's a 12-foot battlement. There is a giant ballista mounted on a pivot that's protruding over one corner of the top of this tower.
Uh-huh.
And right next to you, Burple, is an open trapdoor swung up and resting against the inside wall of the rampart.
Uh-huh.
Right next to you, there is a drop. 12 to 15 foot wide, in other words, perfectly giant sized, with a ladder disappearing off down to places unknown. You can see some light, though. You can presume, therefore, that you're looking down into the room that you are standing on the roof of, and that light is going into that room either from windows or a doorway or both.
Right.
Without leaning and looking over, you've got no more detail. Starting the next round on 21. Is Scaly O'Toole.
You know, a Medal of Honor, and it was, you'd been pissing around with this pathetic rifle for a few hours, and then suddenly you managed to capture a tank. And it's like, yes.
Yeah.
This is what this ballista thing is like, isn't it? Is it usable by somebody of our size, do you think?
You could certainly operate it from where you are.
If there was a dragon flying towards us, we could fire it.
Yes, you would be able to operate it. It's not perfect because it's mounted up. It's at kind of breastbone height for a giant at about 12 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to find a way of getting up there. You could stand on Parker's shoulders.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There are bolts. There are 12 bolts on the floor, and there are a couple of harpoons. So you've got two types of ammunition.
And is it facing towards where we've just come from?
It's on a pivot. You could spin it and point it back to where you came from, yeah.
Okay. It's just I'm reluctant to start doing sneaky stuff going down the ladder because Scaly's is sneaky. I'm just thinking about the dragon that...
The dragon is...
Over there. So it's basically...
I think it's 300 feet.
Yeah.
I think I checked earlier.
And it's kind of west.
It is 310 feet to where you can still...
Northwest.
Well, you can't see the dragon. That's where you remember the dragon
is
being.
Yeah. I'm just...
That's your estimation.
I'm just like...
You can't see anything without climbing up.
So I'm going to start shifting it, if I can, more towards that direction.
Sure. Is that all you want to do?
I think that's all I'll be able to do, really. If I'm to be honest with you.
Cool. Yeah, fine. No, that's
I'm
all.
Just
no, yeah, that's fine. Move into the floor.
Just trying to be honest.
On 21, some other things happen. 17, it is Sessions, Ypa. What do you want to do?
There's a trap door, is there, and the ladder going down.
Yeah, you're looking at an angle. You're about 15 feet away from a great big hole in the floor with a ladder dropping down.
Okay. Quietly, shall I just descend down towards the ladder and have a peer? Can I, if you go down that way, can you hear anything?
You're going to float, are you?
Yes.
Move your mini from that vantage point. You can see the whole chamber.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move this version of the room over to one side.
Ooh, look at that. Ooh.
And you should be able to see the room beneath.
Yeah.
Has that worked?
That has worked perfectly.
You can see that next to it, there is a further drop through the floor of the room you're looking into.
Yeah.
And another ladder going down even
further. And
there's
no giant in that room.
As always, Graham, when rooms are described, for some obscure reason in all adventures, I will tell you about the colour of the flowers in the vase and the names of the books on the shelf, and then finally say...
And you notice a huge...
whale. This chamber is decorated like a hunting lodge. Mm. Half a dozen dragon skulls of various breeds are mounted on the walls. This is your little hobbity head pointing around the... I don't know what you're doing. The furnishings include a table, three chairs, and some shelves, all composed of dragon claws and horns riveted together. The bed is nothing more than a huge mound of hides and furs. This looks like the room of something that's very big.
Yeah.
A ladder rises to a trapdoor in the ceiling. You're right next to it. Another trapdoor exits in the floor. There is a window pretty much just beneath you as you're looking down into the chamber. Mm-hmm. There is another window opposite it on the far wall.
Yeah.
To the north of the chamber, there is a door. That door is open, and it looks like it looks out onto, or opens out onto, the outside. So a roof terrace, like the roof of another tower or something. Mm-hmm. Give me a perception check, please.
25.
Ooh, great number. What you pick up with your perception check is the sound of a shouting, stomping something approaching.
Okay, I will...
Give me an insight check.
Ooh, insight, quite good at, but not today. The level below, do I think?
Not the level, not the room you're looking into, but the level that the second ladder descends to.
Okay.
Readers, I'll post a picture. Mm. On 17, I'm going to roll a d6. Nobody's made any noise. There's some stomping about. You think that there is something really quite near, in a state of some agitation, but just so happens that your view of the floor below doesn't reveal anything specific. Okay. Parker on 14, if it is a real Parker.
Well, I guess I'll follow Sessions down the ladder.
Well, Sessions hasn't gone down the ladder. He's just floating above the hole. I presume he is whispering a description to you.
I am, I'm giving them the special, you know, adventure sign language.
Well, should we try and go down there with a bit of stealth?
Yeah, I think we're better off in than out.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna
go stealthily.
I'm going to do an invisibility next action. Wait for that. Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will ready an action to stealthily go down the ladder once Burple has cast invisibility.
Okay, let's go to the broom cupboard and Uncle Buggy. So, Buggy, you've climbed over the wall. You're about 25 feet up from the area of ground in front of those giant double doors. You're in this courtyard. The largest feature is what looks like basically a pillbox, like a wartime pillbox. It's a squat, square building. Yeah. It's got arrow slits that point towards you. Bear in mind that you are not invisible anymore.
Yeah.
You can't hear the sound of any movement or anything. This sort of open expanse of stonework surrounded by battlements to your east, and then you've got the walls of the keep rearing up to your west. There is a sort of jutment of stone, like a weird kind of diagonal corridor, which is pointing almost directly towards you with a door in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's not much to be seen. Give me a perception check.
17, 19.
That's a good number. To your west, there is the main body of the keep, with a couple of towers, the tallest of which is about caps out at about 30 feet above you. There's the nose of a ballista protruding over the top of that, from the top of that tower, and it's just moved around a bit.
Not in my direction, then, to line up with something else.
It sort of is in your direction, and it's certainly moved closer to being in your direction.
There's no dragon swooping around in my direction.
You can't see any dragons or hear any dragons swooping about. The other thing I'll say is that you can see that there is a roofed building that makes up the northern part of this section. I'm just going to reveal a bit of it, just the bit that you would be able to see.
But no door on that side.
No door on that side. There is a low internal wall to your north. I mean, you'd have to climb up to look over it. I'm going to say it's about 5 or 6 feet, like a dry stone wall or something that you're huddled down in the corner of. So you could probably peer over that, but you're only 3 foot tall, and I'm presuming that you're hunkered down and hidden.
So there's only one visible doorway, which is that
door
long...
at the end of that thing that juts out into
No sign of movement from the bunker?
No, nothing in the bunker.
Okay, well, I run up to the bunker and peer in through the arrow slit very quietly.
There's no one in there. There is a trapdoor in the floor. And stacked against the wall, there are some giant, heavy crossbows and bolts in, I guess, little quivers or buckets or something.
Any entrance other than the trapdoor?
No, nothing. It looks like you can only get into it, you would guess, from the trapdoor. The whole thing is sealed. So it's like a little gun turret that pops up out of the top of the body
of
the keep.
I will move the rest of my movement over to the bit that juts out of the door.
Okay.
So that's basically about 7 feet.
It's a big stone door.
Can I listen? I've got an action still.
Yeah, all you've done is glance through the arrow slit.
Does this structure and also the door that I'm at look like they've got some sort of magical enchantment like the main entrance?
You could study it and use an arcana check, or you could run a perception check.
I'll do that because I might try and do a stone shape either on the arrow slits or...
I understand, yeah.
It's 15.
15. You think they do bear the same aura. There's something going on with the stonework and with this stone door.
Right.
Let's go back. On 8, it's Burple.
Burple will cast invisibility on the four of us.
Has that got a verbal component?
Invisibility does.
Okay.
But you can whisper it.
Everybody's invisible. Scaly, you're standing at the base of this ballista.
Is it me again?
Yeah.
So it works. Rushing around in a circle.
I know, but that was fairly quick. I don't think I want to. Can I?
Who does?
Climb?
Who does want to?
I don't want to fire the ballista because it's going to create noise, and I don't want to necessarily alert. But I really should get down that ladder. Gonna get down that ladder. That's
get
what I'm going to do as quietly as possible.
So you are climbing onto the ladder. Will you move yourself across to that other bit of map? That.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that.
That's the wrong ladder.
I'm on the wrong ladder.
Yeah.
So just for
total
clarity.
Sorry, yes, sorry.
Yeah.
You think you know someone.
There we go.
That ladder, you do think you know someone.
You came to my wedding. You were actually my best man.
I know, and it's like
now I've regretted ever since.
That and I just think...
Looking back.
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
It really matters.
Pulls all over your eyes, isn't he?
If you can't... if you can't trust somebody...
No.
To be honest about which ladder they're on at any given time.
Number 2 was going to be Lucas, but he was on a jet plane. So he couldn't be the best man.
So I've always thought of Lucas very much as a number two.
What? He's
calling you a poo, Lucas.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he said it there. You can't
right,
it back.
So you are on the ladder.
How can I move down this ladder?
How can you
How
fat
far
move?
Can I move down the ladder?
Can you...
How can I fat move?
It okay. depends How on whether or not you want move? To be stealthy.
I do want to be stealthy. It is not something I'm very good at. It has to be said.
I'm going to say that you are... moving at half speed to climb down the ladder. The ladder is 15 feet. So it costs you 6 squares of movement to climb from the top of the ladder to the floor of the room
I
below.
I can do that.
But if you want to be stealthy, it's going to cost you 12 squares of movement.
Okay, so that's a move,
So it turns 15 feet into 60 feet. Yeah.
That's a move, and that's what I'll do.
In that case, give me a stealth check.
Uh-oh.
Django.
Uh-oh.
Jungo.
Stick it up your...
It's...
Bungo.
Six.
Six.
Yeah. I roll a disadvantage on stealth.
You're a big tin can.
Because I'm a tin can. Maybe is this the time to use my orc dice?
Well, I've rolled a secret dice behind the screen for,
I think I'm going to roll an orc dice.
You just roll the d20 once more and add a d10.
Okay, I'll roll that. So that's a 13, and I'll add a d10. 18.
Yeah. Okay, well, you are pretty silent, Scaly.
There we go. Haven't used an orc dice in a while.
You clamber down, and you're standing in this chamber. I've described it to Sessions already.
I remember.
Basically, there's an enormous bed.
Big person's room.
It's a big person's room. There is a door to your north that is ajar. Is it a door or is it a jar?
Is it a dar or is it a jaw?
Or is it a dar?
It's a jaw.
Is it a dar
or is it a jaw?
Sure.
There's a window to the right of the ladder.
On the other side.
And there is a window on the other side of the room
which
from
it
you.
Looks like it's got some kind of horn on it. And, well, it might be a dragon's tooth.
Don't read too much into the map. By the way, we need to thank somebody. None of this would have been possible without the efforts of...
Tim.
John Ruder. John Ruder on Incarnate.
Thanks, John.
Thank you so...
Thanks.
Honestly,
thanks,
John.
Thanks for getting the scale so wrong.
No, he didn't get the scale wrong. No, he has perfectly replicated the scale as in the
Good
adventure.
Man.
Without it, we would not be doing this because we would be working off the isometric map. The isometric map is entirely impossible to understand.
Right. There we go.
Back to where we were.
That's my drowned.
That is your drowned. Give me a perception check.
Another thing I...
excel at. Not,
No. No, really don't. Oh, except this time I do with a 16.
Ooh,
rolled off a 17.
Okay.
So.
You can hear something large.
I can hear something large.
Give me an insight check. Give me an insight check.
What can it be?
In this building.
Insight, not very good at insight.
A dinosaur. Catobra Pass.
Okay, there's something large moving around. Are you looking over the edge?
It's a Tarrasque.
Yeah, go on then. I'm looking over the edge.
Into the pit underneath.
Into the
ladder
pit
reaching down.
Below.
Okay. I'm going to reveal a little bit more.
Reveal away.
Now, you're going to have to zoom over to another part of the map in order to see this.
Okay.
If you scroll to your right and a little bit up.
Yes.
You should find a little exposed area with a ladder going down to a stone floor and what looks like a dragon's head, like a trophy dragon's head on the wall.
It looks like a dragon's head, but it's not actually a dragon's head.
No, it's a mouse or a gerbil.
We've been shrunk down and it's just a...
Exactly, that's why I've spent so much time messing about with the dot dimensions on the map.
The dot dimensions?
Actually, the entire
dog
thing
dimensions.
Is... Take the dot dimensions.
The dot dimensions on the map.
The entire thing is taking place inside...
A matchbox.
Fabulous.
Yeah, you can see a stone floor.
Yeah.
That's what you can see of what you suspect is a much larger space that it sounds like something big is moving around in.
Oh, hamster.
Giant hamster.
That might be getting closer and closer quite rapidly. Also on 21, stuff happens. On 17, it is Sessions Eeper.
Are we invisible now?
Yes.
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 Ooh. Oh, do I get my dash action?
Yes, you do.
Oh, you do. Sorry, we should have done that.
You think before. You know someone.
But we don't care about you.
Well, I'm just going to follow... Scaly, basically. So, stealth check.
Yep, stealth check.
See how
do it.
Stealthy I am.
8 is not amazing.
I'm just wondering whether I should re-roll that.
Just going to roll behind the screen and I'll try and keep my face in passive.
I think I will use my lucky and re-roll that. Oh, fuck's sake.
10. 10 is par, Parker. It is par.
I'll leave it.
Might not be.
Give it a go.
You're leaving it?
Yeah.
Leave it.
You hear from beneath you, Parker. Do you want to move your mini onto the ladder? It's kind of above Scaly or next to Scaly. From through the floor of the room below, you hear, "What was that?" And a kind of... and a figure appears at the foot of the ladder.
Yeah.
Run, Charlie.
Can you see that?
Run, Charlie.
Charlie, run.
Ruffle his hair.
Scaly can see this person. Parker, you didn't really get a chance to peer over the edge.
Yeah.
I think I've got a handout, actually. Looks like that.
Carumba.
A huge...
huge.
Sort of red-haired, giant, weathered...
wearing purple robes and carrying a rather large...
Brendan Gleeson.
Chopper.
Sort of.
Yes, that's a
giant
chopper.
Brendan Gleeson.
It's an enormous Brendan Gleeson. I can't do the accent, though.
Yes.
He looks up, goes, "I can't do the accent." Intruders.
I don't think he's Northern Irish.
Never.
That's Northern.
That's more.
Intruders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least he could recognise it. He shouts.
He can see the invisible guys.
No, he's just shouting. There was obviously enough noise for him to be
agitated,
concerned.
Stand
he's heard
still
a noise
and don't move.
Well, you might want to get off
the
ladder.
Stand still and don't move. He's peering up from the depths. And you can see Scaly, because he's looking straight through you, that he is trying to crane and look further up and out through the top. On 14, it's Parker. Straight back round to you.
Well, I guess I don't move at all.
Well, he's going to come up and bump into you, isn't he?
He's going to come up.
Basically,
and
if he's looking straight through us...
What do you want to do? If he could see you... you'd know about it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is if I try to make a move and then I don't move stealthily, then that's going to make even more noise.
Right.
So it's probably better to take the chance to just stand extremely still. And
yeah,
I can ready the dash action to move off the ladder if he comes up into the room.
How high are you?
You have got enough movement to be at the base of the ladder, but Scaly is at the base of the ladder.
So I'm on the ladder.
I'm guessing that actually Scaly is probably... at the base of the ladder, but looking down over the edge, and that you are in the square right in the center at the base of the ladder.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
If Brendan Gleeson starts clambering up, you've got choices. I think you have to be quite specific about where you're going to
go backwards onto the where the rug is. These things here are chairs. My assumption would be I could move off into the corner behind the chair. You must be able to move around between the chairs and the table and the bed.
Yeah, okay, fine. Towards the corner of the chamber.
Yes.
Between the bed and the table. Fine. On 12, it's Uncle Buggy.
And you're off to the broom cupboard, are you?
I'm off to the broom cupboard. You can go make a
Back
cup of tea.
Politics.
Let's do that.
Back to politics.
Hello.
So, you're in front of this door. It's a stone door. You don't know if it's open or locked or anything. The stone of this stone door seems to bear the same strange aura, weirdness.
Any obvious way
encountered before? Well, I mean, there's a handle. I presume there's a handle. It's a door.
Okay, I'll try the handle.
The handle's probably quite high up. Again, we're going to hand wave that. Can you give me a strength athletics check to successfully open it? It's like a hugely heavy stone door.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it opens towards you. You don't know whether or not it's going to be a noisy door.
That's okay. I'll open it.
Yeah? Okay. Roll. You're going to put it towards you. Give me
a
strength athletics check, please. Yeah.
25.
25 is more than enough. It does swing open remarkably easily.
I'm a strong hobbit, by the way. I've got 20 strength now after going up as strong as a giant.
It reveals a corridor. You can't see all the details of it, but it heads off to your southwest.
Yeah.
You can see that it jags back so that it looks like it heads straight away from you to the southwest and there's a door at the end. But on the right, it looks like it takes a sort of acute dogleg back up north It looks like it joins up with a corridor that may run on the other side of the wall of the courtyard you've been looking at. Can you give me a perception check? And can you give me a stealth check?
Perception is 12.
Start with a perception check. Okay, yeah, that's good enough. And the stealth check. And roll hit advantage, I think, because the door is perfectly balanced and oiled. That's great. First of all, there's nothing you can do to disguise the fact that there is light spilling into the corridor now that you've opened the door.
Okay.
Round this corner that you can't see, there must be torchlight up there.
Okay.
But it would have been noticeable for somebody who was paying a lot of attention. But nobody shouts or hollers or screeches or anything like that when this happens. Second thing is, there is something large and loud a fair distance from you, and you think round this acute corner. It's shouting and kind of clumping about.
Something large, shouty, clumping around the corner.
This little corridor goes, what are we talking about here? 20, 30, 40 feet. It shoots southwest, and then like a backwards tick, you think it's going to go straight north. Well, so it's like you're looking at a saxophone from the side or something. If you run to the corner...
Yeah, peer around.
Yeah, you can see a corridor stretching north away from you. On your right, there are dragon heads like trophies on the wall. I'll give you a quick description. It's just a long hallway decorated with swathes of dragon hide and other draconic trophies, including dragon heads. That's the first thing. Second thing is that looking at you, and I'm going to roll a perception check at advantage... It's a hopeless roll, and that's a great roll. Looking at you through a door directly opposite as you've looked round the corner, and about to react are two fire giants. Also, to your left, you can't see anyone, but you can hear them. So you presume that...
Yeah, well, if it's the party, they're going to be making a massive racket, as per usual.
No, it's not the party. You don't think it is. You think it's another giant creature that's off to the left. If you're looking north up into this hallway with the dragon trophies and everything, I'm saying that you've got one thing left you can do. You've got movement.
I've got movement, so I've got another 30 feet, probably. They've spotted me, then.
Yeah. They haven't said anything yet, but this fire giant that was just standing there looking frosty and looking alert... almost like he can't believe his eyes, is looking down this corridor. This tiny little bearded gentleman comes padding round the corner, and he's just staring at you like he doesn't know what to make of you.
There's a door to the south of me, isn't there? At the
yeah, there is, yeah.
Right, well, I'm moving back round the corner, back the way I came, and then I'm going to switch on the smoke.
Excellent, yes. What's the radius of the smoke?
20-foot radius.
Yeah, got it. So you duck back around the corner, switch on the smoke. This giant would have seen you duck around the corner, and then there's this smoke starts wafting out. It shouts something you think probably means you don't speak giant, do you?
No.
What is that? What's going on? That kind of thing. Let's go back.
Okay.
Right, on we go. It's Burple. Burple,
it's Burple
from...
Burple. Burple.
It's Burple, but from beneath you.
Yes.
A long way beneath you, because you're the last person left actually on the roof. You heard another voice shout. You all hear a shout. Do you speak giant?
I
Parker, you speak giant. Yeah. You're in no position to whisper, so I'm going to jump into the brim cover right now.
Hang on.
I tell Johnny to go and sit in the service area. A voice shouts... You don't get told which language it is that you can instinctively understand, do you? You
just not that understand. Specific.
Okay, well, you hear a deep growling voice shout, "What the fuck is that tiny thing? Get it!" And then shout, "Smoke! Smoke!" That is what you hear. Yeah, back into the main
God.
So, Burple, you heard a shout echoing up through from beneath you.
Okay.
Something's kicking off downstairs. You've heard more than one thing shouting about...
It's buggy.
Whatever.
It's buggy.
The guy on the steps doing?
He is frozen in time because of the mechanics. He's just stuck.
Okay, well, I'm going to just wait until he's had his turn.
But it's not your turn anyway. Yeah, it's Burple's turn.
Oh, it's Burple's turn.
I'm just telling you what you can hear.
I thought you were just telling me Burple I heard something. Sorry. I didn't realise it was actually my turn. I am quite stealthy, but not brilliantly stealthy. I think I might... I might get left out. There's a trap door here, right?
There's a trap door. The ladder doesn't... Yeah. You could close it.
What I'm wondering is if he's going to climb up and close it.
It's conceivable that he... It's very conceivable that he might clamber up. But he's two floors below you, as you understand it. I mean, you're doing all this right through audio.
Okay, well, I'm
like
going
our
to...
poor, long-suffering readers.
Climb down quietly, stealthily, and move to the corner.
What's your movement?
40.
You can do that all in one go, moving half-half, right? Give me a stealth check.
Half-half? When you say half-half?
Well, it's difficult ground climbing down the ladder, which is 15 feet.
I've got freedom of movement.
Ah! Well, in that case, you're just going half. Yep.
So I can climb down, and I'll give you a stealth check.
Yeah, give me a stealth check. This is the funny
thing.
This
is where it's going to be a one.
Otherwise known as doing a burple.
Doing a burple.
Here we go.
Is it the full burple? Oh, it's close to the full burple.
It's very close to the full
burple.
It's not
a one. It's not a one. It's a six.
It's a six.
Awesome.
Are you happy to stick with that number?
I will use my luck to re-roll.
You don't have it though, do you?
I do.
Really?
Yes. I took luck last night.
Everybody's got it. Oh, yes. I tune out during those bits. Okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Okay. 23.
23 is fine. So you scootle down the ladder. You can quickly glance over your shoulder down the other way. You can see this giant bearded Brendan Gleeson frozen in the act of clambering up the ladder towards you. There's lots of shouting. You scootle south to the southern part of the room in the floor below. And that is the end of Burple. And we begin a new turn on 21 with Scaly Oak Tool.
Is there any debris?
Debris?
Like
loose stones?
Yes.
1 to 3 loose stones from the floor above have been skittered down and lie at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 6, they're clean as have been. There are some loose stones easily to hand.
Okay, I'm going to...
Eat them.
Deftly pick up a couple of stones and going to drop them down the side so that they go past the giant and onto the floor to create a distraction. And then I'm going to move 15 20 20. I'm going to move at half speed around the hole in the floor so that I'm furthest away from where he might go, north towards the door.
If he climbs the ladder and then jumps out, you're out of the way.
And I'm moved at half speed.
Talk to me about the stones and what you think you're trying to do, Mr. Ben Kenobi.
I'm going to try and drop them down behind his head.
With the intention of creating
a distraction.
The idea in his mind that there is something behind him.
There's something going on down below.
You can either roll deception or you can roll stealth.
I'll roll deception because I don't have disadvantage in deception.
Excellent.
Oh,
full burple.
Fuck. Gone full burple.
You've pulled a full burple. Okay, well, that has not worked.
No.
Do you want to use your aught dice?
I've used my aught dice.
Okay, well, that has gone catastrophically wrong.
Yes.
He's now convinced that there is somebody
here.
Where you are and that somebody has inadvertently kicked a pebble. He obviously can't see anybody.
God.
You get the sense that he's certain that there is something going on.
He's on his way. That's fine. I've kicked it off. Marvellous. Well,
okay.
You know...
Stuff goes on.
It was going to happen.
I'll stop concentrating on the invisibility.
Oh,
on,
thank you.
On Scaly.
I don't think you can't do that. Surely,
I know,
can
I can't
you? I mean,
that.
It would be
no,
brilliant if you
that.
Did.
Selectively.
I can only encourage you. The rule of cool applies, I think, here. Isn't that an awful phrase that people use?
Yes.
I think in this instance, Burps, you're perfectly
entitled
to just cease the invisibility on one player.
Kind of character. I was thinking of playing a wizard next.
Really?
Yeah.
An incredibly complicated character coming in at like level 17.
And I've never played one before.
Run by Paul.
Yeah. Be like, Paul has woken from a coma, finding himself at the controls of a space shuttle.
Oh, I love the idea. That's what I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it next.
Also on 21 stuff happens out there in the world that you don't know about. But because I keep mentioning it, you know it must be significant. On 17, it is Sessions.
It feels like forever since I've had a go.
Who I've totally lost track of. Oh, hiding up in the cobwebs.
Yeah, I'm going to drop into the room, Mike. I'm going to hover.
Yes.
Somewhere out of the way.
Move your mini. Show me where you're going to be.
Somewhere out of the way. As if that needed saying. Yeah.
Because what I want to do is.
You were going to do the invisibility, I seem to remember, but, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Swerve that one.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go past him when he comes up. So I'm going to stop, sort of.
You could move
to
ready the dash action to take when he gets to the point where you could slip past him.
Silently past him. That's what I'm going to do. From about there.
From about there. D&D on the radio.
In the corner of the...
The corner of the pit below.
Yeah.
So, and then when he passes you, you're going to use your ready action down to swoop down into the floor below where you are. The second floor down. Got it. On 17, it's the creatures. First of all, you hear the thundering of heavy footsteps beneath you. They seem to be thundering south and kind of weirdly past you. Parker, you hear a very loud, huge things shouting things like, oh no, Parker, do you want to go into the broom cupboard?
Do I need to go into the broom cupboard? I mean, I'm just my dash action. Oh, in terms of hearing, sorry.
Yeah, we just judge you by your dash action.
I'm just your dash action. Let's go to the broom cupboard. I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's go to the broom cupboard.
It's getting better and better.
Hello, you hear voices shouting, in the smoke! Get him! Get him! And the sound of large creatures thundering south. Yeah?
Okay.
Back to the main room.
Creepy make them decided they wanted to give me beer.
That was quick.
Yes.
Right. Brendan Gleeson. Intruders!
Intruders.
Clambers up the ladder and jumps into the squares that sit at the bottom of the ladder.
Yes.
Parker somehow is in the wrong place. Parker, aren't you meant to be...
That's why I was saying about the dash action, because I understood that was a readied action, assuming he moved.
Yeah, so he clambers up to the top, and as so, he triggers your readied action. You zip down to the corner of the room, getting out of his way. Sessions, you zip past him into the floor below. Yeah? Okay, Sessions. Let us move your mini across to the new map. Can you see yourself? Look over to your right.
I can, yes. Oh, okay.
You're in a hallway, Sessions. A long hallway decorated with swathes of dragon hide and other trophies gathered from various dragons. We're in an odd position because you're interrupting the rounds of several creatures. But as you dart down the ladder into this level, shooting past you from your left to your right are two fire giants who are shouting
sounds of alarm, sounds of pursuit, and you can just detect on the right-hand edge of your vision the slightest wisp of smoke.
Okay.
They're running past you. You got me?
Yeah. Back up again, I think, Sessions.
Yeah.
Pull up the ladder.
The other thing that happens is that Brendan Gleeson, he's not called Brendan Gleeson. I don't know why you would know his name, though. Dan will understand this about Paizo adventures. This character has got a name. And there's loads of description about this character and what they do and why they're here. But they're not wearing a name badge.
Yeah.
So the name is for no one, because the chances of it surviving...
Or talking to you.
Long enough to... Yeah, it's never going to talk to you.
Yeah, I had that a lot. But you can sometimes engineer, you know, have someone call up or say, oi, you know...
Olgar.
Brendan, what are you doing?
What are you up to?
Anyway, it climbs up. It jumps into the area of floor in this room that Scaly kicked the pebbles from.
Yes.
It makes perception check. Shall roll in the open. It's a hopeless number. It pauses briefly and then it makes a decision
to keep going up,
to keep moving, and it clambers up out onto the next level.
Yep.
This trapdoor, does it have a lock inside?
1 to 3, it doesn't. 4 to 6, it does. It does. Anyway, this giant creature is standing on the penultimate rung of the ladder, looking around, checking the roof of the tower.
Okay.
And shouting down behind it, Parker, you can understand what it's saying. Would you like to know what it's saying? Or can you not be bothered to go into the broom cupboard?
No, I do now, because given the three of us...
Yeah, do you want to go to the broom cupboard and find out what it is?
Yeah, okay.
See you in there. It's shouting,
What have you got down there? I can't see anything up here, but there's something here. There is something. I know it.
I don't know why I suddenly become a pirate, but I have to do because I can't do Irish pirate anymore.
What are you doing down there? Can you say anything down there? Because up here, well, there's definitely something. I know it. I know it. I know it.
Okay.
And he takes a giant horn off his belt and he blows it. Let's go back from the broom cupboard.
Okay.
With yes. some spells.
Fight with
he
you.
Is basically
right,
a fighter.
So,
yeah.
So, Mike, I will whisper
yeah.
what the guy said, and I will also whisper, it's buggy down there.
Well, you have to do the accent now. You have to do the accent now, Lucas.
What accent?
We had a bit of an yeah. of an accent incident in the broom.
Did we really?
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. Yeah. I'll go in later.
Mike
will
recover later.
Yeah, I'll pop in and I will. I'll,
yeah.
We just need. To, where did we leave that other big thing of kitchen roll?
Did we? That's oh, just, yeah. Is it mop and bucket with bleach?
It was a liquid yeah. based incident.
Oh, it's, I see. You actually need to.
Ian Paisley is turning in his grave.
Yeah, we need to send the cleaner in.
The cleaner. The cleaner.
Anyway, there's no way that the creature on the roof would hear Parker's whispered comments. And to be honest, I suspect you may struggle because the thing that Lucas didn't tell you is that after this character on the roof shouted, this thing then blew on its enormous horn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect drowning out everything that Parker wants to say to you, but we're not going to fuck it. Whatever.
We're not going to fuck it.
We're not going to fuck it.
But you can't because he's blowing on his horn at the same
Family
time.
Show. Hey, this character is blowing on its enormous horn.
So we can't fuck it.
As it does so, you can... Like Michael Flatley, apparently, right?
Yep.
Is that I'm just sorry? A rumour?
Yeah. What's yeah. this about Michael Flatley? He can't blow on his own horn.
It can't be true. But the rumour is...
How do I put this? Blow his own trumpet.
Conflate himself.
In the spine department.
Has anyone seen that yeah. film that he did?
What?
No.
I want to see that film.
I bet you do. It's not an instructional video.
Keep it to yourself, mate.
Well, is that what it's called?
Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving beyond Michael Flatley.
It blows an enormous horn, just like Michael Flatley. And just like Michael Flatley, you can see its legs moving, but you can't see its upper body moving because of where it is in the... Yeah.
Slick.
Hey, slick. It's not just thrown together, this.
Yeah, it feels like...
And as the boom of the horn resonates through the very keep in which you are sneaking, you can hear the sound of doors banging and things growling being summoned by this sound of alarm. It's all a bit, you know, Boromir, the horn of what's it? Yeah.
Horn of Gondor.
The horn of what's it?
And another thing, maybe drawn by the sound of shouting giants, maybe drawn by the sound of this giant horn.
Dragons.
It is only seconds before you hear the of wing beats. And all of you who are in this lower chamber, you see a giant green, not torso, what is it? What have they got? Whales and long things. Body bits.
Yeah.
What is it? What's it called?
Trunk.
You see this giant green form sweep past the windows and it screeches into the sky. And now you've got giants below you, giants above you, dragons around you. How on earth are you going to find your way into this keep? And what on earth are you meant to be doing, by the way?
Good
what on
question.
Earth are you meant to be doing? Yeah. Well, we're not going to find out the answer to these questions now.
No.
Are we not going to find out the answer to all of those? No. All of those questions
are we?
When we pick things up.
Will we?
Next week.
Neck.
Disclaimer. Next week may not include answers to questions.
Eek.
Always read the label.
Yes.
The Billowing Hilltop Podcast is a Billowing Hilltop production. Dungeons & Dragons is a trademark of Wizards of the Coast. Kings of the Rift and Age of Worms are copyright Paizo. Kings of the Rift was written by Greg A. Vaughan. Music is from Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is used with thanks under the Creative Commons license. Additional music and sound effects come from the wonderful Sirenscape. All other original material is copyright Billowing Hilltop. Role-playing games are all about getting people together and we use Roll20 as our tabletop, the perfect place to host your game, and Discord to host our chat. Thanks for listening!